Pathfinding, dithered QR codes, and a CSS threat hiding in your inbox. Amit Patel's RedBlobGames.com published a guide to the differential heuristic technique for ASA pathfinding, which pre-computes distances from carefully chosen landmark nodes and uses those distances to build a heuristic far closer to true distance than the straight-line estimate most 2D games use. The result is that ASTOR explores significantly fewer nodes, running faster without changing its correctness guarantees. Interactive visualizations in the post show the search pattern narrow as landmarks are added, and the 26-comment Hacker News thread drew comparisons to techniques used in GPS routing software where road networks are too large for exhaustive search. The day's most visually striking project applied image dithering, the technique that creates the appearance of gradients through patterns of dots, to standard QR codes while preserving their machine readability. The result looks like a photograph with a QR code embedded in it, scannable by any standard reader. The technique works because QR codes were designed with error correction that absorbs the controlled errors dithering introduces. 229 points and 17 comments reflected a community mostly delighted by the aesthetic rather than argumentative about the approach. Portswigger's research piece titled CSS, The Bomb Inside Your Inbox, demonstrated how CSS capabilities in email clients can be exploited to exfiltrate information or influence rendering without recipient awareness. The attack surface is a subset of web rendering with often stale security models, and the research targets CSS features email clients have adopted without fully considering their security implications. The practical mitigation is aggressive CSS sandboxing, which most major clients have improved but not fully solved. Only one comment appeared on Hacker News, a gap that surprised observers given the research's relevance to the security community. A post on stylized GGX shading explored what happens when the microfacet distribution model used in physically based rendering is pushed into parameter ranges no real surface would occupy, producing lighting effects with deliberate artistic appeal rather than photorealistic accuracy. A separate practitioner guide on assertion usage covered when defensive programming checks should fire, what they should verify, and how they interact with release builds, with experienced engineers adding in comments that assertions in concurrent systems require particular care.